Sorry.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. And that's it.
I have a hungry baby.
So how are you?
Good. Oh, my gosh. I got to see my face right now.
I don't think your face looks puffy.
It feels puffy. Maybe I'm allergic to wheat.
Maybe. You did have some wheat. You did have wheat. You had alcohol last night.
Exactly. Are you ready for news?
Stop it.
Are you ready for news?
Give it to me.
Boss, are you ready for news? All right, so Ryan Murphy is spilling secrets about this upcoming season.
Spilling secrets.
You like that. Season 6 of American Horror Story says that it will have more of a focus around kids, which I'm thinking Children of the Corn-esque, which is a dope movie. Or The Omen, but there's definitely going to be more.
Well, The Omen, there was just the one kid. But
yeah.
Children of the Corn would be multiple.
Yeah.
So, all
people
right.
Like creepy kids. I like movies with the creepy kids.
You like creepy kids?
Like The Sixth Sense, Children of the Corn, because it's a cult classic, Omen, of course.
The
Halloween, where it's like witches, Chucky.
Yeah. What about the that show that was on, that's on Hulu, about the kids that... Once you hit a certain age, you die, so the kids are, like, running the town.
Oh, that Netflix show.
Yeah, Netflix. Yeah.
And it turned out to be a virus that scientists made,
yeah.
You know, because whenever I was a kid, I grew up wanting to be
a creepy kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, hey, you know.
All right.
I don't want a creepy kid. I don't want to, like... have that kind of kid that just, like, you know, you wake up and all of a sudden their face says, they're like, hi, mommy. And you're like, oh, my gosh. What are you doing, creepsoid?
It's a creepy kid. All right.
All right. So Nick Carter wrote and is starring in what I call a boy band versus zombie film, but it's called Dead 7, and it will be on Sci-Fi April 1st. And it's basically about the boy band's, so old Western, modern type vibe. So it's taking place in the West.
This is Nick Carter.
Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys. You have AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. You have Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. And then you have a couple people from O-Town and a couple guys from 98 Degrees. And it's them in old Western clothes fighting zombies.
All right. I wonder how it's going to do.
Dead 7. AJ McLean says, it would be awesome if it became a cult classic like Sharknado.
All right.
Well, who knows?
All
right. Exhibit, he don't want to pimp your car. He does not want to do it. He wants no part of it. He doesn't care. You know what he tells you? He tells you to get a job so you can pimp out your own car. Like he told a girl on Twitter.
He said that to her.
Yeah, he goes, no, bish. She's been over a decade. Get a job. Like, okay, you're going to tell that to a girl. That's kind of funny.
So he doesn't want to do the pimp cars no more.
No.
What does he do? Does he still rap?
He guest appears on Empire.
No, that's his like claim to fame?
I guess. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's making a guest appearance on Empire. All right, so Twitter has turned 10 years old. Even though the product and everyone loves to be able to be evil on Twitter, because it is the evil side of social media.
Definitely is.
It's horrible in business. It's lost $2 billion since 2011. Gone down in stock 77% since 2013. It just doesn't do well in the business making money aspect.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's what you get for having an open forum where it's a free for all and anybody can go on there and just say however they feel.
Yeah, I mean, those businesses, I guess if you want to call them, those businesses, they're almost like Ponzi schemes because they're not. And I'm not saying that's the only way to create a business is creating product,
mm-hmm.
but at least rather it's a show like this, or it's a movie. You're creating a product. You're creating entertainment. You're doing something that is then put on a DVD or at a movie or on a radio. The Twitters and those type, you know, Instagram, there's no product to be created. It's a place for people to communicate.
Yeah.
And like you say, attack each other and be mean to each other. How do you make money from that? Advertising. But how do you measure advertising and what it's worth? And how does an advertiser say, well, that makes me money because I'm advertising a product to 3 million people? And unless they click on a link or they click on that, how do I know if they're going to buy the product?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the eyeballs see it. Well, isn't that the same as TV average? So it's like a Ponzi scheme. It really is, because you aren't selling anything, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make money. Twitter is one of those social media, rather it's Twitter or MySpace. Same thing, MySpace started a big company. I don't know if it was Yahoo, Google, somebody bought it because they were like, oh, all these people use it. All these eyeballs. This is advertising. We could sell it. They wound up buying it. They lost tens of millions of dollars with it and gone.
Yeah.
Finished. So Twitter is I don't see Twitter – I don't see Twitter going away because it's Twitter and it's such an intricate part of people's lives. But if something comes along that does what Twitter does but is a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
Twitter is done. And I think that's why Twitter is experimenting with possibly adding the feature of, 300, 400, 500 characters. Because that's the big flirt, is them making 140 character feature gone.
Yeah.
You know, where you could do unlimited. Because you got to think, what could kill Twitter, or at least cut into their business, if you basically created a program that was Twitter, except you could post almost blogs, like,
yeah,
you know, where in a Twitter blog, so you're able to post 500, 600, 700 words.
That's why there's Facebook. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, but
that's the thing. It's
but
like,
the thing about
I hate
Twitter,
about social media.
But the thing about Twitter, I get the thing about Twitter because Facebook is more entailed than Twitter, in the sense of it's this page and this pictures, and there's just a lot of things. It's not quick. Twitter's quick. You have the app, its thing, the setup. You just can't do more than the 140 characters. I'm not saying make it where you could go endless, but I think if somebody created a Twitter ripoff, but where you were able to do 500 characters, it would give Twitter a run for its money. And I think that's
why. If there's anything that comes along that's supposed to be bigger, I'm done. I will be done with social media. I will be like everyone else and just get rid of it. Because I'm already annoyed by all of it. I don't care what other people have to say about anything.
Okay.
And if it's not, like, let me
No, you're right. I'm just laughing.
Because it's like, I don't care what color shoes you bought over the weekend. And if you have to have more characters to describe your yellow pair of shoes, I don't care. If it has nothing to do with society or about life or anything that
well, someone's shoes do, damn it.
I don't care about someone's yellow shoes.
All right, go ahead.
So, Mr. President...
Do you care about Clay Aiken?
Come on. Mr. President and the First Lady, Little Bass, were born. That's the name of the bald eagles, by the way.
Oh.
So, Mr. President is the daddy, and the First Lady is the mommy. They nested back in 2014. The eggs popped out February 10th and February 14th, and they hatched this past weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Now, voting for names are being held. I say...
Voting for names.
Yeah. I say you should name them Awesome Sauce. That should be their name. One's Awesome and one's Sauce.
Okay.
Awesome Sauce.
I like how they're doing voting.
Everything's
for names.
Voting for names.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Your favorite little Twitter has added polls to their thing, so you can make polls.
Names. Everybody's names. Everybody's
awesome
names.
Sauce.
All right.
How about Nancy and Ron after the rains?
There you go. That's pretty good, Nancy and Ron. Those are the two new...
little babies.
Baby bald eagles.
Yeah. Oh, and they're so cute, and you can watch them on the live stream. Awesome. Oh, they're just so cute. They're so fuzzy. Oh.
Mm. All right.
So, sports news.
Sports
the
news.
Atlanta Falcons are opposing to Georgia's anti-gay bill because they got an owner's meeting coming up, and with having that anti-gay bill can kind of ruin their chances at Super Bowl.
Yep.
So they're trying to oppose it.
Yeah, that...
Or at least make it to where it's like, well, we don't want it to affect us.
Yeah, they're going to be... It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I don't see the governor signing the bill. I don't see it happening. Because... not just the Super Bowl, but other businesses have said, hey, man, we won't do, you know, conventions. We won't – things that we were going to do in Atlanta, we won't do if you guys have this bill that says somebody can refuse service based on, you know – the sexual orientation.
Whatever. Maybe just have it all throughout Georgia except Atlanta.
Nah, they're. It's I just don't think. I don't think the governor will sign it. I don't think he'll put the city in that position. And I think it will be hard for him to say in a press conference, hey, all of you Georgia voters, I'm doing this to help our country, our state not lose business. And in turn, if you all are part of restaurants, hotels, you'll lose business. It's not good. He's not going to be able to say that because people will say, so you're opposed to the bill only because of business, not because it's a moral thing of discrimination. So he has to somehow finesse this bill and say, I oppose it because it's not good to discriminate against homosexuals based on a religious test, I guess you could call it that, and then give everybody like a wink and say, listen, I'm with you, but for our own economic prosperity, we can't do this. So I'm with you guys and our religious freedom of not, you know, giving contraceptive or whatever it is based off of the Bible and homosexuality is bad and so forth and so on. But if we do this, we're going to lose the Super Bowl, we're going to lose conventions, we're going to lose money, and hey, We can't have that. So my prediction, he will not sign it.
Dwight Howard was caught putting sticky stuff on the ball. And that ball was removed from the basketball game because he put stickum spray on, like, pure camera so everyone can see it.
On his hands.
On his hands, which is sticky because it grips, you know. And the ball got taken away because you can't do that. No, no, no. No.
Yeah, it was kind of bizarre.
No. Tap on the hand. But he don't care. He's like, whatevs. Whatevs.
Like, everybody would know. It was, like, everybody would know. Like, the players would know. It's not like you're a wide receiver and you have it and, you know, you catch the ball. It's like, well, wow. I mean, it's basketball. It's a very intimate game of, you know, ball. Everybody touches the ball in basketball. Opposed to football, where not everybody touches a football. And when they do touch it, it hits the ground, it gets wiped off.
Well, it's similar to baseball, because remember, some baseball players get heat for whatever they put in their mouth. And then, all right, speaking of baseball, Reimer Liriano of the Brewers took a pitch to the face.
Oh, geez. Balls to the face.
By Dodgers pitcher Matt West. And hit him. He was hospitalized, had to stay overnight, had injuries to the left side of his face because the ball hit him. Got to be careful with that face.
Got to be careful when the balls are in their face. Got to be careful.
Like Amber from Clueless said, my tennis instructor, or my plastic surgeon said, I can't be involved where balls fly at my nose. And Dion goes, well, there goes your social life. So, slurred from Clueless, guys. Slurred from Clueless. All right, so Johnny Manziel has hired super agent Drew Rosenhaus, who represents Rob Gronkowski and has represented Terrell Owens.
I think it's Rosenfeld.
No.
It's Rosenhaus? All right.
I would know. I had to write out these names.
Okay.
But first, before he gets any kind of team to get him, he has to clean up his act just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Like, all right. That much.
Okay.
Just saying. Come on, Johnny. You can do it. We're going to do it for Johnny.
All right.
Be an outsider. Oh, wait, you already are. Never mind.
Oh, that was good. Look at you. That was a good one. That was good. Okay. That was good.
I don't think anybody got that joke unless you read or seen the movie Outsiders with Matt Dillon. Whenever he's in the hospital, he's like, couldn't do it for Johnny.
I got it, though.
I know, because you've seen every single movie known to man.
It was a good
one. It's okay. Final story. Serena Williams lost and broke rackets and called Raymond Moore a sexist, basically.
I love that word, sexist. It's like everybody.
Well, he said, you know, female tennis stars wouldn't be anything without the male tennis stars. And that's a little, like, why would you say that? Come on now, you know better.
It was mean for him to say it, but.
But she didn't say he's sexist. She just said, you know, it's a little outrageous to say such things.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
My name is Katie.
That was a good one. It's a good broadcast. You're an amazing woman.
I have a big head with little shoulders. Look at that. Like, look at that.
You have big head, little shoulders. Look at that. That's pretty good.
I made a video like a year and a half ago.
Called Big Head, Little Shoulders?
No. And it's like just in my head, and I go, I have a really big face. Yeah, really big face. But I had to delete it.
Where was I?
I was bored working one day, and I was like, look at my head. It's so big. It covers this whole entire screen. And I made a video.
That's pretty funny. All right.
We'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.